when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Save your kisses, pass them around. You'll find my reasoning is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why build a penthouse fit for a queen when you're just as near heaven on Mother Earth's green? If you have millions, what will they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. And there's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. And when the moon is shining, that's a good sign to cling close to someone saying, will you be mine? Remember, darlings, you won't see it shine 100 years from today. Don't save them kisses, pass them around. You'll find my reasoning is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why build that penthouse fit for a queen when you can get just as near heaven on Mother Earth's green? What if you have millions? Just what will they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love that thing, be happy while you may. Believe me, there's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. So when that moon is shining, that's the right sign to be clinging close to someone saying, baby, won't you be mine? Remember, darling, you won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
Well, I'm sure 100 years from today, we'll still be listening to the groundbreaking, touching, moving, funny, one-of-a-kind voice of Ethel Waters. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, diamond-in-the-rough NPR station. Well, 100 years ago from today, Ethel Waters recorded her first cut for Black Swan Records in Harlem. So it's 100 years in the past and 100 years looking forward. And I'm thrilled to finally, after almost a decade on the air, to have a chance to recognize the multi-talented, constantly timely personality of Ethel Waters. And I was looking at the Oscars and seeing the Billie Holiday, that movie that came out, the Ma Rainey movie that came out, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom by August Wilson. And there's one more pioneer that really deserves a moment in the spotlight from that particular time, you know, the 20s and the Harlem Renaissance and forward, a leading Black singer for all ages, for all seasons and for all ages. So let's look at her career which was kind of unique for other blues, jazz, pop singers of the period, because she also did a lot of work on Broadway, signature work on Broadway, unforgettable work on Broadway. Well, Ethel Waters was born on Halloween 1896 in a section of Philadelphia where she had one of the most grueling, horrific, abusive childhoods you could possibly imagine, but it was music that took her out of the ghetto, as she said, as was the case of many, many performers. And by the time she was a teenager, she performed in Baltimore and zoomed off to a career in vaudeville, what was called the Chitlin Circuit back then, which was segregated black vaudeville. And she had these numbers which were totally in the same, you know, in the same world as Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey. They were more than a little risque, but she pulled it off with such good humor, it made her reputation. So here is one of those songs, My Special Friend Is Back in Town. This is a recording, I think, from 1926. And if you think there might be a double entendre in every other line, you would be right. So enjoy Ethel Waters.
Tonight, my special friend is back in town. Now don't stand in my hall, or I'll call you down. From today, keep away, 'cause I'm true when he's around. Take care, don't talk too much, or we'll both get in Dutch. My special friend is back in town. Don't hold me up too long. Keep your hands where they belong. My special friend is back in town. Don't phone me at the store. No, you can't write me anymore. My special friend is back in town. Oh, of course, when we meet on the street, merely stop to say, how do you do? How are you? And after that, can't you be on your way? Go on and tell what you know, and I'll swear it isn't so. My special friend is back in town. No parties from tonight. My poker games are tight. My special friend is back in town. Take back your jewelry. It can't be seen on me. My special friend is back in town. Take back this, take back that. After all, they're yours. Take your dog, take your cat, or he'll think you're Santa Claus. Excuse me while I laugh, but I've just hid your photograph. My special friend is back in town. Pardon me, if you will, for acting like a sill. My special friend is back in town. Oh, I'll be busy after 8. An extra heavy date with my special friend that's back in town. First we'll go to a show, and later on we'll dine. After that, to the flat. Can't you guess what's on my mind? If you don't see no light, don't you ring my bell tonight. My special friend is back in town.
Well, Ethel Waters was one of the highest paid performers in black vaudeville, and eventually vaudeville period of any color. And she wound up introducing a phenomenal number of songs. Dinah, Am I Blue, I'm Coming Virginia, which Bing Crosby later sang. And in 1933, having found her locus in Harlem, where she was a total member of the Harlem Renaissance, Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler wrote a song for her for the Cotton Club, which she introduced. And even though it became a signature tune for Lena Horne, no one ever sang it quite the way that Ethel Waters did. Here she is with one of the great songs of the 20th century.
Fine artist, and international favorite, Miss Ethel Waters.
Thank you, Mr. Wells and friends.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time, and life's so bare with gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together, and I'm weary all the time, the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If it stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray my Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more.
Ethel Waters became such a sensation in the Cotton Club, and she also did a bunch of reviews, Downtown on Broadway, Africana, Rhapsody in Black, Blackbirds of 1928, that it was only, inevitable that someone who was a major, major talent, in this case, Irving Berlin, wrote a Broadway review, I wouldn't say for her, but that included her, which was immensely groundbreaking to have a black performer of her stature with pretty much an all-white cast. And the Jose Limon Dancers were also part of the show. It was As Thousands Cheer, 1933, sketches by Moss Hart. And she was, a crown jewel among other sapphires and rubies and diamonds in that particular production. Here are two numbers written for her by Irving Berlin.
Down last week, she came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she dances will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can. It's so hot, the weatherman will tell you a record's been made. It's so hot, a coat of tan will cover your face in a shade. It's so hot, the coldest maiden feels just as warm as a bride. It's so hot, a chicken laid an egg on the street and it fried. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting a seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made that mercury jump to 93. Yeah, man, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can. Emeralds in my bracelet, diamonds in my rings, a Riviera chateau and a lot of other things, and I'm blue, so blue. Am I? Lots of ready money in 7 different banks. I counted up this morning, it was about 1,000,000 francs, and I'm blue, so blue, and I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parley-voo will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, but my heart keeps singing, hidey-ho. I've become too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed with Harlem on my mind. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parley-voo will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but show as you bone, I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. And when I'm bathing in my marble tub each evening after the show,
I get to thinking about that cotton club, and my heart starts chirping. Howdy ho, send me. I've been too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that flat with 50 million Frenchmen tagging behind, with Harlem on my mind.
That was Harlem on My Mind from his Thousands Cheer, following, of course, Heat Wave. And that was a spoof on Josephine Baker, who had moved from the Harlem Renaissance to Paris, where she was quite a celebrity, but she missed that hidey-ho. So Harlem was really important to Ethel Waters, I would say unique among black personalities of the time. Maybe Bojangles Robinson would be another aspect, maybe Louis Armstrong, but she reveled in Harlem. She reveled in its nuances. She loved being black. She was what we call a race personality back then. She didn't try to hide it. She understood the culture, and she put it into song in many different ways, in many different forms. So here are two numbers. That's What I Like About Harlem. And then we'll go into a Fats Waller tune, which this is the way it was written. You may know it from another show, from Ain't Misbehavin', but two tributes to being an African-American woman in the 1930s.
Poet and sage offer page after page about Harlem, news about Harlem, true and untrue. I'm neither poet nor sage, and I know it. However, I may be clever, for here is my point of view. It's a symphony of many moods and shades. It's a tapestry of all designs and grades. It's a hand behind the bar, ever reaching for a star. That's what Harlem means to me. It's a barricade holding back the sea. It's a big parade on a jubilee. It's a grown-up running wild. It's a helpless little child. That's what Harlem means to me. And there is no place you will ever see like our dusky town within a town. It's just a showcase full of novelty, sophistication done up brown. It's the bride side of a dismal road. It's the lighter side of a heavy load. It's a day of mourning low. It's a night of hidey ho. That's what Harlem means to me.
Looks like there's nothing but dark days in sight. With a cold, empty bed, spring's hard as lead, pains in my head, and I feel like old Ned. What did I do to be so black and blue? No joys for me, no company,
Even the mouse ran from my house. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. I'm white, but it's inside, so that don't help my case. 'Cause I can't hide just what is on my face. Oh, sad and forlorn, life's just a thorn. My heart is torn. Oh, why was I born? What did I do to be so black and blue? Just 'cause you're black, boys think you lack. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? When I draws near, they laugh and sneer. I'm set aside, always denied. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. How sad I am, and each day the situation gets worse. My mark of ham seems to be a curse. Oh, how will it end? Can't get a boyfriend, yet my only sin lies in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Ethel Waters, song by Andy Razaf and Fats Waller. You may know that from Ain't Misbehavin', but the original context was a dark-skinned woman who felt that she could not really be a beauty on the love market, as it were, because of her complexion. We call that colorism now, but it's something that Ethel Waters dealt with in her recording career and her personality. She did another review in 1936 called At Home Abroad, a great score. Schwartz and Deeds, Beatrice Lilly was in it. And here is the song that she introduced in that review on Broadway. Ethel Waters, Thief in the Night.
Slinky Johnson, if I just had you here to tell you what's on my mind. I ain't seen you in the best of a year, but I understand your kind. You'll come repenting for the way you carried on, hoping I'll be relenting and let bygones be gone. Though I love you still, our love affair's through. I'm taking no chances with you. You're just a thief in the night. Nothing but a thief in the night. You came without a warning and left before the morning broke through. I never knew I wouldn't see you again. You're an education in men. The one I had belief in turned out to be a thief in the night. And oh, how I've worried and fretted and got myself in a pet, wishing we'd never met, moping and hoping and swearing I'd square accounts yet. Folks declare my eyes are always wet, because a thief in the night stole my heart and vanished from sight. I knew I'd come to grief in believing in a thief in the night. Come in. So it's you, Slinky Johnson, turned up again like an imitation penny. Boy, you looking mighty sharp. You must have hit the number. I ain't guessing. I know you couldn't thumb your way across all that water and get to Paris. Just a minute. Don't start off calling me Ruby. My name has changed. I'm now known as Madame Roberta, the celebrated Cortesienne. Here, here, don't try warming up to me. Take it easy, Greasy. You got a long way to slide. Far as I'm concerned, you're just a lost ball in the high weeds. What?
give you another chance and go back on the relief? Never no chance, you dirty double-crossing Edgecombe Avenue earthworm. You're everything that begins with the letter S and the letter B. So you can't take it, huh? Well, if you don't like the way I'm beating up my gums, let the doorknob hitch in the middle of the back. And don't go bragging round Harlem you had an affair with me. Affair with me, hell. What you call that little thing an affair? You're just a thief in the night. Stole my heart and vanished from sight. I knew I'd come to grief in believing in a thief in the night.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station, and we have finally come around to celebrating one of the most immense entertainers and groundbreaking entertainers of the 20th century. That's Ethel Waters, the great illustrator Al Hirschfeld once said that the minute she walks onto a stage, I start to burst into tears. She had that effect. She was funny. She could be incredibly touching. And again, unique among her peers, certainly unique, I would say, compared to Louis Armstrong, or even Judy Garland or Gene Kelly, who went into dramatic roles in the 30s and 40s. She was the first. She did a play called Mamba's Daughters in 1936, written by DuBose Hayward, the lyricist and librettist of Porgy and Bess. And it was a quote-unquote straight play, but of course they wrote a song for her. Here is a song, the only one I know, and I have to thank Will Friedwald, our great pal in the jazz world, for pointing this out. The only song I know written by DuBose Hayward and Jerome Kern, sung by Ethel Waters.
That he would come to see me every Christmas day. Now Christmas is over and he's locking the gate. Oh, Mr. Captain, please wait, 'tain't late. No use waiting, watching, hoping for a man you know's forgetting and ain't willing to wait. There's too many women for a man to wait. Morning, is you still born in that clean young day? River, river, is you still talking where my children play? Stars, is you still shining when evening falls, while my heart is pining deep in these lonesome walls, lonesome walls, lonesome walls, deep in these lonesome walls. One of these mornings, if I'm living that long, I'm gonna rise up singing such a goodbye song. The walls will fly open, the sky and the sea. Oh, Mr. Jailer, can't be, I'm free. Then I travel, all is singing to my home where tomorrow is awaiting for me. 'Cause there's a tomorrow that's waiting for me. Lonesome walls, lonesome walls. At last I'm leaving these here lonesome walls.
Julie is proud to have with us tonight a talented lady whose personality has been knocking them in the aisles these many sets of 12s. Miss Ethel Waters.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Still I can't help loving that man of mine. And when he goes away, it's such a rainy day. But when he comes back, the day is fine, the sun will shine, 'cause he's my guy. And I don't care what he does, he's my guy. I guess he always was, whenever he wants me, I'm his until I die. 'Cause nobody knows better than I. He can come home as late as can be, home without him. Home to me, can't help loving that man of mine.
Thank you. Thank you, Ethel Waters.
Of course, another great Jerome Kern song. That was from Showboat, obviously, which she was never in, but she recorded so many great songs. She was on the radio a lot and did a lot of great popular recordings. Well, in 1940, she had her other groundbreaking Broadway show. This was Cabin in the Sky, scored by Vernon Duke and John Latouche, and she introduced a song that became a classic, big hit for Benny Goodman, and then was made into a film in 1943.
The lady who's lifted the job of knocking out a number for just entertainment to the rim of high art. Here she is, the inimitable Ethel Waters.
Thank you, folks, Ernie. And I want to tell you I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to add my little greeting to our boys wherever they may be, taking a chance on love.
Here I go again, just hearing trumpets blow again. And I wanna blow again, 'cause I'm taking a chance on your love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Cause I'm taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame up. I never would try. Now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see that rainbow blending now. Taking a chance on love. Here is where I sink again. I'm getting in the pink again. 'Cause I'm headed for the brink again. Taking a chance.
Christmas on low. And this game I'm taking a crack at sure needs good luck with me. So I'm taking a whack at any black cat that I see. Booked again, I'm in the swim and hooked again. This goose of mine is cooked again, taking a chance on your life. It seemed like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He got a smile that make the lilac wanna grow. He got a way that make the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe's passing by. Sometime the cabin gloomy and a table bare. Soon he kissed me, and it's Christmas everywhere. Trouble fly away, and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I ask to you. Sometime the cabin gloomy and the table bare. Soon he kissed me, Lord, it's Christmas everywhere. Trouble fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I has to know. Seem like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe.
That was Ethel Waters from the film of Cabin in the Sky, Academy Award nominated film, written, added to the score by Harold Arlen, who had written Stormy Weather, and Yip Harburg. You know, we don't really like interpolations in movies, but I have to say that was a song that really elevated the score to Cabin in the Sky and became a standard forever after. Well, Ethel Waters had her ins and outs in the late 40s and 1950s. She made some straight, serious movies. She hit the gold mine with Carson McCullers, A Member of the Wedding, which introduced her to an entire generation as a serious actress. She had a television show. I think the first black actor to have a primetime show about a maid. But again, groundbreaking. And she did discover Jesus. We have to give a moment to recognize Ethel Waters' relationship to her Savior, which was very intense and really maintained her for the last two decades of her life. She sang with Billy Graham on various concerts and events like that. Here she is on television with Pearl Bailey. Pearl Bailey, not, I would assume, a demure, shy type, but she plays second fiddle very happily to Ethel Waters, singing one of the great spirituals in the American canon.
Curly Mac, I got some good news for you.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound for me, coming of my glorious Savior's face, I'll see. And I'm gonna be with him on that morning, bright and fair. 'Cause when my name is called in glory, tell them I'll be up there.
Be there.
You gonna be there too?
Yes.
All right now.
Free from care.
Ooh.
I'll be there. Ooh. When my name is called up yonder, tell them I'll be there.
And when the saints of God shall gather around God's throne, singing praises to our Savior, God's own Son. We'll be with him on that morning, bright and fair.
And what?
'Cause when our name is called in glory, tell them I'll be up there.
I'll tell them we.
Oh, you'll tell them
be there.
That we'll be there.
We'll be
We're finishing up our 54 minutes on Ethel Waters. We could have done many, many more. And you're wondering, where is the biggie? Well, the biggie, of course, is Supper Time. This was an incredibly groundbreaking song written for her by Irving Berlin. And, you know, I love Broadway to Main Street. Hosting it is one of the great joys and privileges of my life. But I think in this instance, because Ethel Waters performed it on the Hollywood Palace in 1967, a decade before she passed away, I'm going to let Diana Ross introduce this titanic number from the American Musical Theater.
When Irving Berlin wrote the score to the Broadway show, As Thousands Cheer, he composed one song especially for Ethel Waters. It's the story of a woman who just received word that her husband has been lynched by a frenzied mob. Here now, accompanied by Reginald Bean, is Miss Waters performing the unforgettable Supper Time.
Coming home
no more. Supper time. Kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How I keep from telling them that man of mine ain't coming home no more. How'll I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone? How'll I keep from crying when I bring their supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord? Supper time. I set the table 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.